A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, April 27th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the extraordinary SADC summit in Zimbabwe and the issue of xenophobia in South Africa.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on 909 AM, 4930, 5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 PM.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
The agenda for an extraordinary summit is set by the summit itself. It's normally a one-issue summit, and the issue this time was industrialization.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the SADC Extraordinary Summit in Harare and also the issue of xenophobia in South Africa.
The five-day SADC summit in Harare under the theme Regional Strategy and Roadmap for Industrialization opened on Saturday. 10 SADC leaders are expected to attend the summit.
But labor organizations, human rights groups, and civil society organizations have blasted SADC leaders for not prioritizing discussion on the issue of xenophobic attacks in South Africa, which have claimed six lives.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Onguka hamadzadiwa nasi tinotinge tichitaura nezvemusangano weSADC uri kuitwa iwo muHarare tingati wakatotanga nemusi wemugovera uye vatungamiri vedzimwe nyika vari kutarisirwa kupinda munyika chero nguva kutanga nasi kusvika pamusi weWednesday wacho kana kuti musi wechitatu panozoitwa musangano iwoyo asi vatungamiri venyika dzemuSADC vari kuti dingindira ravo inyaya yekuti vangagadzire sei maindustry kunyika dzekuchamhembe kweAfrica kana kuti muSADC region asi mamwe masangano anoshanda akazvimirira oga ari kuti iwo panenge pareswa nekuti nyaya yemhirizhonga iri kuitika kuSouth Africa uko kwafa vanhu vatanhatu inyaya yanga ichida kuti ikandwe mugango inge ichikurukurwa nezvayo pamusangano iwoyu toda kudzwa kuti munoti kudiimi vateereri nemashoko yaya Gibbs.
Yes, urukandaba lingalitshona njani tina sibele mpela vike enhle kakhulu lo Blessing yamkhulumela ngoba ngazange athi ngizithulele. Yes, ngiyethemba ukuthi ibe le weekend enhle fowethu. Yes, esihlangana ngakho lomhlanje ke sixoxa ngomhlangano wejimbijimbi wona lo okuthiwa yi-SADC meeting. Sizwile ke ukuthi umhlangano lo uqalise ngomgqibelo khonapho kade kule siphathamandla zaborhulumente abatshiyeneyo. Kukhangelelwe njalo ukuthi kube lenkokheli yaborhulumente etshiyeneyo ezahamba kwele Zimbabwe ukuthi bayehlangana ke bekhulume ngokuthuthukisa amafektali. Ye, kodwa abanye bayakhuluma bathi ngayo iSADC ke ikhangele khonoku ubudlwangudlwangu obenzakala eSouth Africa lokuthiwa yi-xenophobia. Kulokuthi ke bekhangele khonoku Blessing abakutshoyo ukuthiwa yi-regional strategic development plan bathi ngake kukhulunywe ngani nge-xenophobia. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani izulu kandaba ukuthi kambe lithini ngodaba lolo. Nxa ufuna ukungena kuhlelo nasi nombolo ufone kanye siyakufonela khona ngapho inombolo ke zithi 1-202-619-2077 nyaphinda njalo 1-202-619-2077 ngena kuhlelo zulu
I think we have our first guest, Gibbs, that is Mr. Sabelo Sibanda from the School of African Awareness. Mr. Sibanda, good evening.
Yes, good evening, sir. How are you doing?
We are doing great. And how is Johannesburg today?
No, it's quiet. There's a bit of activity in Hillbrow, where the police were apparently moving around and supposedly searching for criminals, mainly those people said to be involved in drugs. But we are not sure as yet, because the tendency is that when such things happen, they start asking people for identification and arresting those people that they consider as illegal, or whom they think have suspicious-looking documents, and leave it to Home Affairs to deal with their situation at a later stage. So we are not sure whether now what we are seeing is government beginning to get in on the process, taking over from where the people left off, or it's a genuine exercise. We will know, hopefully, as from tomorrow, what exactly the meaning of today's operations were about.
Thank you so much, Mr. Sibanda. Gibbs?
Yeah, Mr. Sibanda, let's talk about the SADC Extraordinary Summit that is in Harare. The summit is focusing on industrialization, actually mapping out what is called a regional strategic development plan. What do you think about the summit?
No, the summit of itself is very good if they're talking about industrialization, because along the way, what exactly they're addressing from how we understand the summit is regional integration. But it doesn't make sense that when you look at the speeches that were delivered at the summit, more particularly the remarks by Minister Mbengegui and the remarks by the SADC Executive Secretary, they're totally silent about this Afrophobia, Afrohatred that we are witnessing in South Africa. So I don't know how exactly they hope to talk about industrialization and integration, because you don't integrate pieces of land, you integrate people. And as long as there are these issues that are pending, in as far as black people particularly failing to live along together and failing to address some of the social and economic rights-related issues, and yet on one hand you're saying you're talking about integration and industrialization, it honestly doesn't make any sense, because without the people, there is no way you can achieve any of these policies that they're talking about. So what should have been on the agenda, albeit that this is a follow-up from their discussions in August 2014, I accept that. But the issue is, whatever was agreed upon in 2014 and now the follow-up, with particular emphasis on having a roadmap, therefore raises the issue that how can we have a roadmap to integration? How can we have a roadmap to industrialization of the region, if the people, particularly in a country like South Africa, are being abused simply because they are non-South Africans, and particularly non-South Africans who are black, because this thing has nothing to do with white people. So effectively, the way that it's coming out and sounding is that SADC is more interested to protect the interests of capital and will rather find ways and means by which to address and champion the interests of capital in as far as industrialization is concerned. Because the whole industrialization drive, as much as we have seen, the independence of Africa and the democracy that we see in South Africa, in as far as capital is concerned, it has created space mainly for white entities to penetrate the rest of Africa. And this industrialization that we're talking about, it's obvious that from a South African perspective, the main beneficiaries will be the champions of capital. It's not really about the small and medium enterprises where we are basically the most represented. Where I say we, I'm talking about us of African descent. So if we allow a situation where there is contestation even between workers themselves on issues of wages, where the South African workers are saying the non-South Africans are taking jobs and commanding less salaries than what the South Africans are demanding, that issue has to be addressed.
Mr. Mabena. Thank you. We just have to cut you short a bit. We want to introduce our second guest, Dewa Mavinga, a human rights lawyer. Mr. Mavinga?
Good evening, Blessing, and good evening, listeners, and good evening, Mr. Mabena.
Mm-hmm. That's Mr. Spanda.
Banda.
Yes.
Banda. Well, you said Mabena. Okay, that's fine.
Okay. Okay.
You had said Mabena.
All right, my bad.
No problem.
Okay. Of course, we are talking about the SADC Extraordinary Summit, the focus being on the issue of industrialization. Of course, Mr. Mavinga, some people are complaining that SADC leaders must actually tackle the issue of xenophobia. What is your take?
Well, that is correct. You know, what is happening in South Africa, what has happened in recent weeks, and this is where I am in Johannesburg, is heartbreaking, is a recurrence of extreme violence that borders on impunity in the way in which it is being done because of the weakness of the government response in South Africa and the weakness of a response from the SADC leadership, President Mugabe of Zimbabwe's SADC chair, and also from the African Union. But what is significant about this SADC summit and the absence of the issue of xenophobia on the agenda is that it shows clearly that the political leadership within SADC does not care about what matters to the people of the region. I think there is a lot of grandstanding and populism, but the reality is that the leadership do not care about the people. For President Mugabe and others to be silent in the face of this horrific, horrendous wave of xenophobic violence in South Africa is acceptable, and it shows the hollowness of their so-called pan-Africanism, so-called nationalism, because they are not dealing with the real issues that matter. And it appears they are trying to pander to the interest of capital. But unfortunately, what they are missing is that for capital to have to spread and to have roots in the region, there is need for stability. There is need for a good public image. And all that South Africa has. In fact, if you look at resources and riches, what does South Africa have apart from, you know, a good image up to recently, which had attracted investment, which had attracted capital, which had attracted skilled immigrants, foreign nationals to prop up, you know, the economy in South Africa. So if that is taken away, the image is taken away, South Africa has nothing, and this is what they do not realize. Because unlike Nigeria that is oil or Libya that is gas, South Africa has little to go on, really.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the Extraordinary Southern African Development Community, or SADC, meeting in Harare. And we are also talking about the xenophobic violence in South Africa.
And of course, Blessing, when we talk about this Regional Integration Strategic Development Plan, we're talking about something that has been crafted by SADC in the form of development and growth. So they're projecting that maybe the region will grow by about 6% in the next 5 years, and then 8% between 2000 and 2016 up to 2050, and then 5% between 2051 to 2063.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it dovetails with the Agenda 2063.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, Baba Konapo Spanda, ubona ngazani nxa sesikhangela sibili sijula ngodaba lolu, ubona ngani kuyaphumani khonapho ku-SADC summit ngamafutshane sibili baba?
Akuzaphuma nje inkulumo baba, kulalutho oluzavela olungakanani ngoba abantu laba bayapolitika. Akulalutho esingathi bazimisele ngabo. Sekulesikhathi esingakanani kukhulunywa ngendaba yokubambana kwe-SADC, ngendaba yokusebenzisana kwe-SADC, ngendaba yokuthi abantu babe le ndlela yokuhamba-hamba. Kodwa sibona ilizwe njenge-South Africa lisenza kusiba nzima ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe bengene behlala isikhathi lapha e-South Africa. Kulokuthi kuyiwe phambili kubonakala ukuthi siyanga. Yenkulumo nje akulalutho esizalithola lapha ba.
So according to Spanda, nothing will come out of this meeting, a blessing. He says people are just there to drink tea and other things, you know. So-ke ecingweni lapha-ke sesilo mnumzana uSihlobo. Baba Sihlobo, ungawutshona njani?
Yebo, yebo, ninjani?
Sipilile Sihlobo, kunjani khona lapha eGoli?
Hhayi, eGoli ngapha nje siphilile nje kwamanje.
Ngizathi useGoli kanti kwezinye indawo, ungaphuka khona khona?
Ngisesoweto lana eThepisong.
Kunjani khona lapho, bali kutazi kwe bali gijimisa kumbe kumenjani?
Okwamanje nje ngoba kube kwakhona ukukhulumisana okuthizeni nokukhuzwa, so nganithaka kuyadeda kancane, sokunokuzwisisana ngoba siyabona manje sesikhona ukuthi sikhulumisane. Abanye ngabaza kithi besithi hhayi, labo abanye bethu bebengenzi kahle, kumele kukhulumisane kuhlaliswane kakahle. Asazi kumbe kusasa kuzobuya kujike futhi, ngoba bakhona abanye abantu abangokhanda lentshelo kwakho, ngeke sisho kanjalo, kodwa bakhona abanye abantu abayenza ngenye indlela engalungile, bebejike futhi bekuvuse, kodwa bekukhuziwe impela, kwaqonqoselwa ukuthi kube khona ukubambana nokudlelwane, njengoba kwabe kukhona umhlangano owayenzeke emalangeni odlule, bagxila kakhulu kikhuthi njengoba kwakhulumisana uhulumeni wangalelo walana, kube khona ubudlelwane lekusebenzisana kwamankampani okushiyene, bazwisisa ngokunjalo. Okwamanje hayi, sesihleli nje ngokukanjalo nje, asazi ukuthi uzobuya kuqhubekeni phambilini.
Ye, kulo mhlangano-ke wesiphangiphangi khona ngale eHarare we-SADC low, kambe ungathini? Bakhangelana ngalokhu ukuthi kuvuswe amafektali ku-SADC region, kambe ungathini ngakhonokho?
Ye, lokho amafektali siyakubona, kodwa ngithi nje angeke siphawule nzima lathi sizaphawula lokho esikubonayo ngomqondo wethu, ngoba kuyenzeka imihlangano eningi eshiyeshiyene kuthiwa kukhulunywa ngalokhu ukuthi kutshentshe isimo sibe kanje, kukhulunywe kuvunyelwane kanjalo emhlanganweni. Ma umhlangano ushayisa ukuchithekana abantu, kuyachitheka lakho, kuphelela endleleni, akupasi, akuye kuqhubekeli, kuphelela nje ezincwadini khona lapho nje lasemhlanganweni, akubuyi kuye kwenziwe le nto ababeyivumelane lobo emhlanganweni. Kungavunyelana ngoba vele nje umuntu uyazithathela ukuthi hayi, lokhu hayi kuphelelelana, angazi ukuthi kusuka kuhlule kuphi khona lapho.
Ye, mase sikhangela njalo umhlangano lowo kasuze ukhangele kakhulu loko kuthiwa i-xenophobia, ungathini ngakho?
Ya, ngezindaba le-xenophobia leyi masingakhuluma ngayo kakhulu, ngoba nje abantu nje ngathi luchuku nje, abantu abanyatha abanye abantu, kodwa laba bantu ababe banyatha kuye abantu ababuya bebasize ngokunjalo. Kungapaswa nje khona nje kukhulunyiswane, ngoba vele siyabona manje sekudedile, nabantu sebuyile amakhaya wethu, sebehlala emathenteni, sebuyile emakhaya abo. Bona sekungapaswa nje kumbe kuya kweminyaka empilo emithathu sekwenzeka kubuye kuqale futhi ngokunjalo.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu, kodwa ungakahambi khonapho. Sizwe njalo kuthiwa kula mapholisa akade bhutabhuta, wawubona wena kula ngapho edinga abantu? I think usehambile uSihlobo. No, what Slow was saying is that, you know, there are too many meetings that are being held at times by these SADC leaders, and nothing comes out of them. So he says he does not know why something concrete, you know, does not come out of the meetings. So I think it's an issue there.
Indeed. Of course, we have many people who are writing on WhatsApp. Let's start with Shailette. Shailette writes, the South African leaders should address the xenophobia issue. First, I miss Madiba greatly. That's the late Nelson Mandela. Pagia says, SADC sits and sits and meets, whatever that means. Mm-hmm. We see no change. As we speak, we have not had power since 6 a.m. How will their meeting give us jobs, business opportunities, better health care, and power? SADC is a club of power-hungry politicians who will stop at nothing to consolidate power and continue amassing great personal wealth at the expense of the people. Love Moore says the extraordinary summit should deal harshly with President Zuma of South Africa by allowing xenophobic attacks on innocent blacks. Zuma is showing that he does not care. What is so special about the Zulus in shedding blood for their friends and of their friends and neighbors if they don't want foreigners killing them is not an option. Regai timbodzoka kwamuri vamabhengi asi kanhasi vaZuma varenge vataura ivo kuvanhu vemuSouth Africa kuti nyaya yezenophobia inyaya inofanira kunge ichitaurwa nayo, ichitaurwa nevavakidzani vavo uyezve nenyika dziri mugungano reAfrican Union. Muri kuona sei chii chiri kukonesa kuti nyaya iitaurwe? Vamavhinga?
Hello,
tanga tichiti vaZuma pachezvavo vataura kuti nyaya yezenophobia inyaya inofanira kunge ichikurukurwa, asi hatisi kuona chiri kubuda. Semaonero enyu, chii chiri kuita kuti nyaya iite materu akadai?
Chikuru ndechekuti hapana utungamiri. Dambudziko guru chero ndechekuti vanhu vese ava vari kungotaurawo zvavo zvekuda kuti vafadze vanhu vachihwanda nemunwe. Yeah. Asi chikuru chachokuti havana zvavari kuita zvinobatsira nyika. Iko zvino Zimbabwe yacho inoti iri kuita musangano weSADC. Yeah. Unobatsire chii kana muchionawo kuti makari muzobva machona zvino manyama amire nerongo? Nyaya yekunzi industrialization makambani haidi kutaurwa kwete, inongoda kuti nyika dzigadzirise chete zvinhu zvavo. Unawe neutongo hwakanaka hunoita kuti vanhu vabudirire vaite mabhizinesi avo vasingambunyukidzwi. Iko zvino itai dzavara aripiko muZimbabwe? Iko zvino kuhurungwe West kune chimoto, Temba Mlisiko akadzingwa muZANU-PF, vanhu vake vari kupondwa, masabhuku ari kurohwa. Asi zvonzi tiri kuita musangano weSADC chimwatii kuHarare. Hazvina zvazvinobatsira, zvinodyiwa here izvozvo? Hazvipi pundutso kunyika. Ndo dambudziko ratinaro rekuti tine utungamiri husingafungi kuti vanhu vachadyei. Toita sei kuti tisimudzire raramo yevanhu vedu? Vanongofunga kuti tomwatii kuhotera ipi nhasi. Vatungamiri vakadaro havadiwi zvachose. Chepiri ndechekuti vatungamiri ava vanyanyisa kugara muutongi, vakura kwegura, havachazive chumo chaiyo kana ivo vaZuma South Africa. Chii chavanenge vachiita vachirega vanhu vachipondwa, vachirega utungamiri hwavo saKings Wellington, vachitaura mashoko ekusora vanobva kune dzimwe nyika, asi varivo vakasimudza nyika yeSouth Africa. Ndo dambudziko ratinaro.
Tinotenda vamafinga Gibbs.
Yeah, we've got some messages blessing on Facebook, and one of them is from Mr. Mokwena Daniels, who says xenophobia must get much attention at this particular summit and be stopped because the lives of innocent Africans are being lost. This focus on that long-term industrialization is a far-fetched dream. Then we've got another message from Foster Mbangwa, who writes, I'm very, very disappointed indeed. Then we've got another message from Morven Kalisa Ngwenya, who writes, How Nkosi yami, kanti abantu laba bavalani. Imisebenzi ayiko imkhuhlane iqhamuka mihla namalanga. So what he's saying here is, you know, there are no jobs. These people appear to be running away from the real issues. And then I've got Geoffrey, who writes, these guys are overshadowed by mediocrity. If they are normal, they could have suggested solutions to the current problems. And then Spangani Ngube writes, African leaders, experts in skirting real issues, cowards. So, kumbe siye kusabe, kumbe.
Tine mwe mchereri mkoma Adam. Makadi mkoma Adam.
Kwa unja ni baba?
Ngiyaphila, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila baba.
Ukuphi khonapho Adam?
Yifona ngisekezi baba.
Kunjani Kezi?
Hayi, komile lo nyanga indlala kuphela.
So nxa womile so akula macimbi, right?
Hayi, womile.
Yes, so akula even imkhogoyi kayizange ibe khona nje.
Ayitho khona ungwadudwa zinyona kukho.
Ah, ubonike mfowethu. Hayi, kuzalunga, kuyabuya isikhathi sangikhona sokuthi izululine baba. So ungathini ke ngeSADC umhlangano wabo lo wesiphangipangi?
lapha nje into ezikhona super politically motivated into abayifuna nje ukuthi bekhothise abantu nje kuphela ukukhanya ngani ukukhona into abayilungisayo but ayikho into ephumelelayo abangayenza lapha. Kungani manje sebeqala ukwenza manje sebeya sokulodlakela eSouth Africa? Why didn't they do it before kungabi lodlakela loselikhona manje?
Ye, kukhanya vele umhlangano wabo lo babake Adam babe kukhuluma ngamafektali. Awusazi bekhulume kangako ngalokho kuthiwa yi-xenophobia. Ngaphandle omunye wabe ngathi ke njana kulo daba lolu asikhulume ngalo. So kungani kunjalo baba?
Ya khona into ebuhlungu ukuthi khona ongiyophethe isajake ongubaba uMgabe ngiyomithi abuye lususa lolu daba kuthi abanye bakhe bephakame bencedise ekukhulumeni ngalo bhata singambona isikhathaza kangako loba nje bethi uthumele amabhasi ukuthi ethatha abantu bakhe usiza ngani ngoba lakhona lapha elizweni abantwana bayahluphe bazafika beyenzeni khona lapha.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana Adam, ungadinwa kusasa ungaphuka ngikhona exactly khonapho lapho khona i-village
Joseph.
Hayi, wawu, siyakubona ke, sibongele kakhulu baba.
Yeah, so okunye isipeech sikababa uZuma ngingakaphumi baba
lesokhulumo
lawa angala maphepha yiyo aletha i-hatred le i-violence e-South Africa. Ulamanga. Ulamanga. Yena ngokwakhe he's the one who's a criminal, he's the one who's influencing his people ukuthi khona behlasele ama foreigners.
Ungamthethisi kakhulu phela. Sizabotshwa phela. Ye, kunjalo mnumzane. So hayi sikuzwile kakhulu ke, sibongile kakhulu Adam.
Alright, incredible intinda njalo.
Hayi senze njalo baba. So he says you know, according to Adam, you know, this meeting is all about politics. There's nothing else. And Mr. Robert Mugabe should have made a recommendation perhaps to introduce this topic on xenophobia. And he says, Mr. Zuma has made some kind of not so good or palatable remarks about foreigners. He says this is very wrong, you know.
Of course, addressing the public on Freedom Day, that is today at the Union Building, South Lawn, Mr. Zuma chastised governments who have criticized the South African government for the violence that has claimed 7 lives. And this is what Mr. Zuma said, and I quote, as much as we have a problem that is alleged to be xenophobic, our sister countries contribute to this. Why are their citizens not in their countries and they are in South Africa? He asked. Of course, he also said a frank discussion on illegal immigrants needed to take place within the Southern African Development Community, or SADC, as well as the African Union. And, of course, he also acknowledged that there is need for what he called a psychological cure for South Africans, saying, I quote, apartheid was a violent system and it produced violent countermeasures to it. So people still believe that to fight authority, you must fight government. Even now, when it is your own government, we need to be helped as a society. That's those were some of the remarks delivered by Mr. Zuma today. Tinemwe mtereri, mkoma Joseph Magadi. Aiwa, tiripo. Murukupi mkoma Joseph.
Niriku South African Mafikeng.
Okay, tipeo fungwa zenyu ne zirku itika mungati ere, vatunga mirive musada kwa rukuta shaka kwa na wakati sada mzikure miri jonga.
Ya, alas kuita zunu shaka kwa na, asi pane cho kwa nisho na kutawa diba ba blessings ya. Cho kwa nisho ripo leo kute, shiriki adisi kusapota kutu shiriki itika muno muze, xenophobia shaka naka, zina kuna haka chose.
Mkoma Joseph, chimbobata itichadzoka kuzvikonzero zveyuti zvotaura rambai zvenyu muri parunhare. Mr. Spanda and Mr. Mavinga, please do stay on the line. We'll be back with you. For our radio listeners, we are streaming live. Please go to www.voazimbabwe.com. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stewart saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe.